Hello, neighbors, and welcome to Haunted House Flippers. This podcast is merely a work of pure fiction, I assure you. Should you find any similarities to anyone living or dead, or to the experiences discussed, it is certainly only a coincidence. Since you've come this far, I recommend you listen with headphones whenever possible. But if that isn't an option for you, well, I won't judge. And lastly, if you've enjoyed this experience and would like to support the cast and crew while getting some rather interesting and unique rewards, please look for us on Patreon. For the rest of the details about the show, episode transcripts, links to social media, and merch, make your way over to our website at hhfpodcast.com. Thank you for your time. May your experience be splendid.
Hello, hello, my spooktacular friends. Let's have a quick recap of what's been going on in my life, shall we? Well, about a month ago, my wife and I inherited my grandfather's old home, nestled in the tiny town of Unkanunuk, New Hampshire. Well, we plan to renovate it, but it's also proving to be the absolute poster child for paranormal activity. With the help of our neighbor Lee, we've made some really good progress on the remodeling, but my real motivation behind these recordings is to provide indisputable proof of the other side. And so, my listeners, if anyone would like to contact me personally, either with advice or with your own stories, you can email me at ghostguytom@gmail.com. All right, let's get right into it. My name is Tom Miller, and this is Haunted House Flippers. Episode 17. Open the door.
Hey, you. How are you feeling?
Well, the fire's nice, and it's nice to be warm for a change.
I meant more like, how are you feeling physically after basically eating a chair?
Yeah, I know what you meant, and I stand by what I said. This fire's nice.
Alright, so let's have a look at you. Sit up a bit.
Okay. Oh, ow.
Okay. Well, you are definitely going to have a black eye.
Oh, cool.
But other than a few scrapes, your head looks okay. Be honest with me, Tom. How are you feeling? What hurts?
I'm okay, I think. I mean, my head hurts a little bit, but it's mostly just, like, my jaw and my ear that are kind of bothering me. My elbow and my shoulder are mad, but, I mean, they're not broken. I'll be fine.
All right, well, let's take a look.
Ow.
Okay, your elbow is a little bruised, but that's about it. Why don't you lay back down and rest up a bit? Do you want a drink or a snack?
Nah, I'm good right now. Hey, are you okay?
Me? Oh, yeah. And no. I'm okay right now, but that's more thanks to you.
What's that supposed to mean?
Well, you kind of saved my ass up there. If you didn't step in front of me to go up the stairs, that chair and I would have become much closer acquaintances.
That was purely coincidental, I can assure you. I ain't that heroic.
You don't have to be so humble. You might not be the most athletically gifted person, but I know your reaction time is better than that. I watched you. You saw the chair, you winced, and you braced for it. You took that hit so it wouldn't hit me.
Listen, of the two of us, I would much prefer if it was my face getting damaged and not yours.
Yeah, but I could have ended up with a really cool scar. Okay, well, thank you. Even if you won't admit to saving me. I guess I owe you a life debt or something.
Yeah, you do. But you're okay, though? What are your thoughts on all of that?
Where to start? Well, I don't think we should tell Lee about what we found.
Wait. Are you suddenly on Team Lee is sus?
No. Well, I don't know. I just get the feeling they would try to keep us out of there. I know it's our house and all, but I don't know. I just...
I get it. Look, They've been incredibly secretive about this whole attic thing right from the beginning, and I can almost hear the entire list of why it's a bad idea to go up there, except spoken like a sarcastic Victorian ghost child.
Tom, I wouldn't say that they've been incredibly secretive. Lee has mostly just commented about not knowing how to get in, which, if the whole hallway was boarded up before your grandfather moved in, then there aren't really any blueprints kicking around. I can't find them completely suspicious.
But,
I don't know, Tom. That little voice in the back of my head is screaming not to tell Lee. And I learned a long time ago to listen to that tiny, obnoxious Janet.
Well, all right, both large and tiny Janet. What do we do? Do we board it up and forget it exists? Do we make another trip up there, but this time we bring, you know, riot shields and tasers or something?
Do you want to board it up?
Janet, I had a chair thrown at my face from a flight of stairs that no one has been up for at least 300 years. And you have yet to give me one of your logical explanations.
All right, look, I'm still working on that logical answer, okay? It's coming. You just need to be patient.
Yeah, huh? Look, to me, this is prime ghost territory. So, no, absolutely not. I just need my face to heal up. Do you want to seal it up?
No way. We have a literal mystery in our own home that could involve murder. Possibly several. This is basically a dream come true. Where did you find that hard hat?
Oh, the coffee guys left it. I should probably return it. I just keep forgetting.
Do you know which one it belongs to?
Let me look. It says Billip on the inside. Question.
What's up?
Do I even want to know what that is?
Oh, this? Just a new little toy I picked up at the hardware store.
It's a Saw's Most?
Alright, it's off-brand, but I was promised it's just as good.
Okay, and what exactly does it do? Because it's kind of scary.
It saws things. All things. Into pieces.
Well, clearly not all things. Based on the name of the product, which is probably more accurate anyway. Can't imagine it's going to cut through something like, you know, vibranium or adamantium.
Of course not. Those are made up.
Yeah? You sure?
Yes. My comic book collection is bigger than yours.
Ouch. You know, you don't have to throw size into the mix. Aren't you respectable? It's not about the size of the collection anyway, but the quality of enjoyment.
I have a storage unit full. Remember? You wept the first time you saw it.
Mm-hmm.
Now move along, short stack.
Wow. Hey, what about unobtainium?
Also fake, but with a way dumber name.
What about...
Walls, Tom. Walls and doors is all it needs to cut through.
Ah, yeah, I mean, that makes sense considering its name. Seems like it would work for that. Wow, you literally made a door where there wasn't a door. That thing is magic.
This is the best $37 I have ever spent.
You know, that grin that you're currently wearing is rather reminiscent of a horror movie villain.
And?
Oh, nothing. You just look very, happy. Hey, you know what would be really cool, though? You know those movies where someone gets a power tool attached to their limbs, like a chainsaw or jackhammer or a goose or
Yeah, that would be pretty... What? Goose? A goose? You said goose, right? I heard goose.
Yeah. Have you not seen the Goosinator?
I have not.
Wow. It is the goriest movie of all time.
Really?
That has a goose as the antagonist, yeah.
Ah. Remember, don't step there.
Oh, yeah, right. But, yeah, anyway, short version, we should find a way to attach that to your arm. That would be really damn cool.
Groovy.
God, you're sexy.
Go up the stairs.
What? Why me?
Because you have experience eating chairs.
Yeah, but... Wow, you really went there.
Tom, you have the flashlight. And the hard hat.
Fine. But if I die, it's on you.
I have a weird intuition that we'll be fine.
Yeah, well, your intuitions concern me.
Tom, the door is right there. We can see it. It's like 12 steps.
Yeah, but like, what if something jumps out and then...
Go!
Yep. That's a door. Look at that.
Can you open it?
Nope. Does not budge. Wow. None of this budges. Like, not even a little. Doesn't even wiggle. Look at this.
Really? In this house with the leaky roof and the... Alright, no. There's gotta be a little wiggle. Let me try.
What? Because you're stronger than me?
No, because I'm stronger than you. Take a step back and let me up. Wow. That is weird. You're right, there's absolutely no give. Oh, it has a keyhole. Do we have any old keys kicking around?
Yes. Yes, we do.
Ooh, nice. Where?
They are in the basement, in the casket.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the casket that's gone.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, right.
Yeah. All right. Guess we are doing this the fun way. Ugh, damn it. I must have used that one too much, or too much pressure, or... I don't know, that happens. I bought extras. Alright, here we go. Ugh, what the nuts?
Well spent $37?
Oh, shut your yap or you'll be the next trial run. Why? What am I hitting? What is this door made out of? Well, that's it. I don't have any more blades.
You only brought three?
This wasn't apocalypse planning, Tom. One blade should have lasted quite a while.
Like a toothbrush?
Like 3 or 4 months? Yeah, sure, like a toothbrush.
Really? That often? I mean, I just usually wait for special occasions.
Tom? When is the last time you changed your toothbrush?
On our wedding day.
Move.
So, what do we do now? Get a bigger saw?
Maybe. I wonder if we could talk to the coffee guys without Lee and maybe borrow some big industrial blades.
I mean, I was just thinking getting something different from the hardware store, but you do you, darling.
Eh, go big or go home, right? Ugh, of course.
When is it?
I have to head back to New York tomorrow, apparently.
Is everything okay?
One of my coworkers was supposed to testify as an expert witness, and they're sick, so they need me to fill in. I am the only one without something on the docket currently. I'll probably be gone for a night or two. Are you gonna be okay? Or do you want to come back with me?
Nah, I'll be fine. I've got neighbors if I need anything. I got snacks, I got meals, I have infinite sarcasm right there.
Please. I am begging you, do not try to open that door without me. If anything happens, I would rather have both of us here.
What, like being abducted by ghosts?
No, you cabbage-flavored ring pop. Like if the floor gives way or something stupid. It's dangerous in the mundane terms, not the supernatural terms.
Fair enough. I promise. How long do you think you're going to be gone?
Well, if I can get out of here quickly, meaning if you don't help me pack... I can get out there tonight, hit the trial tomorrow, and drive home in the evening.
That is so much driving.
Says the man who barely drives.
Well, you won't let me.
Not in my car. Get your own.
You just won't forgive me, will you?
No, because that smell never came out. I had to sell it like that. So, no. The drive isn't that bad, Tom. Besides, it'll be nice to see the house. I can check on it, grab the mail, look for anything you forgot.
Oh, hey, can you see if there's any bottles of lizard milk left in the pantry in the basement?
I'm sorry, bottles of what now?
Lizard milk? Is the creamy, flavored, soapy drink things.
Tom, they discontinued that like 20 years ago.
I know, I said what I said.
Ew. All right, I will see you tomorrow night at best, and the next day if things run late. I will keep you posted.
All right. Drive safe. Let me know when you get there.
Of course. Are you sure you're good?
Yeah, I'm golden.
All right, I'm gonna run. I love you.
Love you too. Mwah. Woo! I got this house all to myself. Yeah, this giant empty house. Wow, it's quiet. Yeah. Hey, why don't we see what's on the radio, shall we?
Got going on today, shall we?
Oh, sweet. It's Big Daddy Louie.
Right.
My bestest radio friend ever.
Right here in our very own radio station. We have a new sound guy. Ooh. I'd have him say g'day to all of you, but we didn't install a mic on his side for reasons I'm not allowed to discuss. It's safer that way. Or so I've been told. So, I promise you, he is happily waving to all of you loyal listeners out there in Radioland. And now, in the world of local news, this weekend is our very own red versus blue battle. That's right,
that
our local
fun.
Coppers will be squaring off against our volunteer fireys in an epic battle to the death. Wait, it can't actually be to the death, right? I hope. Hey, why doesn't this have more information? Hey! Anyway, the festivities will begin this Saturday at 11 a.m. right at the Common. Speaking of coppers and fireys, our first responders headed out to the old lumber mill for a reported breaking and entering an arson. The fire was quickly extinguished and three individuals, who were found on the property, were questioned by authorities. The three men worked for Percolay Construction and apparently had the wrong address. They were in the wrong state. No charges are being pressed. And lastly, in a bit of unfortunate and gruesome news, last week, the body of an unidentified man was discovered behind Cooper's Inn. The victim, who was only able to be identified by dental records, has been confirmed to be Liam James Wallace. Wow, that's just bizarre. That's my name. That's weird. Anyway, he appears to be from Australia, but his friends and family were unaware of any travel plans. Investigators are currently withholding further public details during this ongoing investigation, but foul play is suspected.
Weird.
Is this some kind of joke? Hey, I need you to answer me right now. Hey!
Is something wrong, old friend?
Sweet Jesus! Edna!
Hello.
Sorry, you gave me a fright.
Sorry about that.
It's all right. It's just this news report. I don't usually get to me, but this one, I just...
Oh, I'm sure it's nothing to be concerned with, dear.
Ah, you're right. You're right. Anyway, I didn't see you come in. When did you get here?
Didn't see me? Liam, I've been here the whole time.
Edna, darling, I know my eyes ain't what they used to be, but this studio could be mistaken for a closet.
Oh, I can't get past your keen eyes now, can I?
Well, to who or what do I owe this unexpected but pleasant visit?
Oh, Liam, you know why I'm here. You only ever invite me for one thing. That special thing we do together. That thing you and I do so well together.
Edna, you know I'm a married man, yeah?
Debunk this, Liam. The show.
Oh! Right. Yes, that.
Oh my god, I didn't know they were doing Debunk This tonight. Oh my god, where's my phone? Where's my phone? I gotta call in.
Though I certainly wouldn't mind if you invited me here for something else sometime.
I don't think the FCC would approve of that.
For a different segment, Liam. I don't mind this show, but I am a wealth of knowledge that could be put to good use in... Goodness, I am so sorry.
I'm not sure what happened there.
I just sort of got away from myself. It won't happen again.
Answer.
Are you all right?
I'm fine. Why don't you go ahead and take that call?
Yes.
What call? Oh, how did you...
Just answer it. It's Tom.
You are on the air with Debunk This with Big Daddy Liam and Dr. Edna Martin on WHHF.
Hello, hello, Big Daddy.
I really don't like it when you say that.
Oh, all right. I'll just call you Daddy.
Well, that's significantly worse.
Hello, Dr. Edna.
Technically, it's Dr. Martin or Dr. Edna Martin, but I'll let it pass. How are you, Thomas?
Oh, I'm good.
Tom?
Yeah?
Did you call in for a reason?
Do you have something for us to debunk?
Audio, preferably. The last time you emailed photos and it didn't exactly work out well for the radio.
Right, yeah. So I emailed you a couple of sound clips over the past few weeks that I think you're going to find really interesting.
All right, hold on. Let me have a look. Yes. Here we are. You sent me 37 emails, Tom. 37.
Yeah, sorry. All the clips couldn't fit into one email. So each email's... It's only got probably like 6 to 10 clips in each one, so it's not a lot.
Well, we are going to pick one, okay?
Thomas, do you have a preference on which one we open?
Nope, they are all filled with undeniable proof.
Well, I am excited. Cue that up, old friend.
I'm working on it. And then I click this, and this, and download, maybe? Oh, okay, yes. Yes, I am sure. No, what is this? No, I am not a lonely man.
Let me, dear.
Please.
Mm-hmm. And one, two, three, and play.
What should we be listening for?
Oh, weird. Maybe I uploaded a bad one. Try a different one.
All right.
Sorry, old boy. I don't quite hear anything other than static.
I'm sorry, Thomas. I can give it one more go, and then we need to move on to another caller, all right?
Yeah, all right.
Fingers crossed. Thomas, I'm so sorry.
We do love hearing from you, Tom. Why don't you go through your files and find the good stuff, and maybe, well, just send me one email, all right?
Yeah, of course. Sorry to waste your time, friends.
Oh, it's quite all right, darling. Thanks for calling.
Thanks. Oh, wait.
Yes, Thomas?
Any other callers on the line?
Nope, not a soul.
Fiddlesticks.
I do actually have something really neat and exciting to tell you. It's not paranormal evidence, really, but it's actually really creepy.
All right, Tom, I have nothing better to do. You've got 1 minute.
Awesome. So, the other night, my wife and I were knocking some holes in the walls.
I didn't need to know that, but carry on.
No. Literal holes. Anyway, there we were, talking upstairs when we heard a phone ring. But the phone was coming from downstairs, but we don't have a phone downstairs, and it wasn't our cell phone, so we went down to investigate and realized that the phone was actually in the wall, in between the kitchen and the dining room. So my wife grabbed a sledge and busted the wall open like someone who's really good at demolition. And sure enough, there was a phone in the wall, but not like in the wall. It was like halfway in the wall that had been sealed up for some reason. And then we eventually went up to investigate and found hidden stairs that go up to an attic that we couldn't find before. And then it goes through a chair at my face. And so today we went back and the door broke the saw that we brought up, so we can't get in right now, but we're going to try again later. Isn't that neat?
That is certainly a story you just told us using a pile of words. Well done.
So let me get this straight. You were there, talking upstairs, when you heard a phone ring, but the phone was coming from downstairs, but you don't have a phone downstairs, and it wasn't your cell phone, so you went down to investigate, and you realized the phone was actually in the wall between the kitchen and the dining room, so your wife grabbed a sledge and busted the wall open like someone who's really good at demolition, and sure enough, there was a phone in the wall, but not in the wall, more like in a hallway, that had been sealed up for some reason, and you eventually went up to investigate and found hidden stairs that go up to an attic you couldn't find, and then a ghost threw a chair in your face, and so today you went back, and the door broke the salt that you brought up, so you can't get in, but you're going to try again later? That is certainly an interesting find, Thomas. Thank you for sharing. Goodbye.
Hello?
Well, it's always a fun one.
I think they hung up on me.
Edna? Edna? How does she do that? All right, friends, we are going to take a quick commercial break, listen to a few songs,
oh?
And then we'll be back on...
A visitor already? Neat.
Hello, Thomas.
Oh, hey, Lewis. How's it going?
Oh, you know, just living my best life in a never-ending existential crisis. Just thought I'd stop by and say, oh, is that a bowl of frosting?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's my traditional Janet is gone for a few days snack.
Ah, so just frosting.
Mm-hmm, yeah. I made it myself. This one is orange creamsicle. I got a bowl of maple in the kitchen. You want some? I'll get you some. Come on in. Come on in.
All right.
So, what brings you by?
Oh, you know, I was just sort of in the neighborhood, passing by, if you will, and,
You live next door?
Yes, I was going home, passing by, just in front of the house there, so I thought I'd stop in.
Oh, okay. Anyway, here's a spoon.
So, I just, eat this.
Yeah.
We don't put it on anything?
I mean, sometimes I break up some Pop-Tarts and sprinkle those in, or I spread it on some French toast, but I was just kind of feeling lazy today.
Well, you certainly do make some choices in life. My teeth hurt just from this conversation.
Oh, just try it.
Okay. Oh. Wow, yeah, that is a significant amount of sugar.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's basically nothing but sugar. But the best part is, you can literally put it on anything.
I'm not sure I'd agree there.
Oh, totally. No, like you can put it on toast, on pancakes, waffles, cookies, like really anything you want.
Ooh, the cat?
That's not really what I meant. Please don't frost the cat.
Fine. Well, thanks for this. What's new?
Oh, not much. Janet had to head back to New York for some work stuff. I got some painting done upstairs. We broke through a wall, found an old abandoned hallway that might lead to the attic. We got the old sewing room cleared out. Nothing really that exciting, though.
Wait. Go back one.
We painted.
No, the other one.
I'll be honest, Lewis. I'm on such a sugar high right now, I'm not even sure what I even said a moment ago.
Pretty sure something about a abandoned hallway?
Oh, yeah, that. So, not supposed to talk to Lee about it, but you and I are besties, so you're okay, you're cool, I can tell you.
Oh, mum's the word, sure. Can I have a peek?
Yeah, sure, it's right over here.
Oh, wow, this is definitely a hallway.
Oh, hey, here, I made cookies, too.
Ooh, thanks.
You can put the frosting on them if you want. Hey, you want a beer?
Sure. Why not? Hey, you want to go explore that abandoned section? That could be fun.
No. I promised Janet that I wouldn't go in there without her.
Oh. Well, all right.
Hey, you want to go sit and hang out for a bit? I just got my game systems out. We could get that hooked up. We could play something.
I don't really have a lot of experience with games.
Oh, that's fine. I'll teach you. You go grab a seat, get comfy in the living room. I'm going to go upstairs, go grab a box of games. I will be right back.
All right. Fun. Oh, what the bloody hell have I gotten myself into?
Will you look comfortable?
Yes, quite actually. How's it going?
I was about to ask you the same thing.
Oh, well, good, good. We're going to be playing some games or something.
Using merely the observation of the plate of cookies, the bowl that appears to be filled with frosting, and the bottle of beer in your hand, I'm going to make the calculated assumption that you, in fact, did not get inside the servants' hall.
That would be a correct assumption, old friend. You know, you could have just said, I noticed you have a snack instead of working. That's a lot less words.
Listen, old friend. I understand that you may be a bit out of practice for how to behave when you're on this side, but I need you to try a bit harder.
And, what exactly am I doing wrong?
Do you want a list?
Oh, I love lists. List away.
Fine. First, what is this accent? Is it Australian? Is it Cockney? Because you are neither.
This is my true voice. It's who I am, or at least who I've become. I found myself while working the station, and you're just going to have to accept it.
It is not your real voice.
It most certainly is. Wait, what did you do? Give that back, right now.
There.
There? Oh, thank you. That wasn't so hard, was it?
Keep this as a firm reminder that you are here because of me. Understood?
Understood.
May I continue?
By all means, have at.
I asked you to make yourself presentable and as nondescript as possible in terms of appearance.
No, we did not ask, you demanded. And despite being the reason I am here, you are not my boss.
I asked you sternly, yes. But I had valid reasons.
And what exactly is wrong with my appearance, Lee? I dressed nice. I even groomed up my beard. I'm even wearing shoes, Lee. I'm wearing bloody shoes. You know how much I hate shoes.
Lewis, you are currently 7 feet and 2 inches in height.
Yes, and?
That isn't normal or average.
I came down 2 whole feet for you. For you! And I even ditched the horns.
And while I do appreciate that, I had hoped you could blend a bit better. Alas, there's nothing to be done about it now.
Oh, anything else, Captain Grumpy List?
If you manage to blow our cover by doing something stupid, like forgetting your finger was very recently amputated, I am going to ensure that you find yourself as a permanent fixture to this house. Am I clear?
Crystal.
Now, speaking of this house, I'm concerned about the attic.
Why? From what you've told me, there's no way they can get in.
Because these two could bumble their way through the labyrinth of Crete if left to their own devices. I need to see it. Distract Tom while I do some research.
So, just to be clear, you would like me to continue to drink beer and, eat frosting?
Something like that, sure.
Aye aye, Captain.
Oh, okay. Sorry that took so long. My games got all mixed up, so I just needed to go through them and quickly sort them alphabetically and by genre. All right. So, what kind of game do you want to try out? I've got, like, everything. Lewis? You okay?
What? Oh, yes, Thomas. I'm fine. Do you have anything extra violent? I'm suddenly in a hitting mood.
All right, hello, my spooky friends. All right, so I've had most of the day to myself. I got to game with Lewis for a little bit. That was really fun. It was a good time. You know, for someone who's never played Super Mega Death Fighter 4, he is really good, and I'm not okay with that. I've got a tummy ache, but you know, the good kind. And I have not gone into the super secret space. You hear that, honey? I did not do the thing. I did the thing that I said I would do, which is to not do the thing that you told me not to do. Let's see what else. I have been checking out some of the timestamps that you've all been telling me to listen to. And I realized really quickly that I should not listen to those while I'm home alone and in the dark. So, gonna do those another time, okay? Anyway, so just kind of rambling because it's dark in here. It's really quiet, so I'm just kind of listening to myself talk. But I think I'm going to go and tuck myself in now. And all the lights in the house are they're definitely not on because I'm absolutely not afraid of the dark. Not even a little, okay? Janet should be back sometime tomorrow, I think. I hope. She promised me bagels. So, yeah, I don't really have anything else to talk about. So, well, good night, friends. Good night, Janet.
Listeners, Big Daddy Liam here as your eternal host here at WHHS.
Huh? Hey, yeah, I'm up. What's up?
Come find me.
But I'm comfy.
Come upstairs. I'm right here. Just open the door.
I can't. Not right now. Maybe tomorrow, okay?
Open the door.
Haunted House Flippers is an original podcast written and produced by J.D. Laureate, who voices Tom Miller. Our co-writer and social media lead is Melissa Croft, who also voices Janet Miller. Our graphic design, merch, and website is thanks to Adrian Johnson, who also voices Lee. This episode featured the fantastic voices of Ozzy as Big Daddy Liam, Don Bland as Dr. Edna Martin, Rick Croft as Lewis, and Natasha Bonthron as the not-yet-to-be-revealed ghost girl. If you'd like to support our little podcast, you can find ways to donate, as well as links to our merch page, social media, and much, much more at www.hhfpodcast.com. Thank you so much for tuning in, and remember, if you've got it, haunt it.